Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands unto the Lord, my friends.
Min tu min ka hadia Yesu wa yama.
Can you sing it one more time, my friend?
Min tu min ka hadia Yesu wa yama.
Sing it again, sing it again, sing it again.
Into me come, Adia Yesu, I am. Era Deo Saye.
Lift your hands to the Lord and tell him again, into me come. And bless his name, cause he's worthy of the praise, he's worthy of the thanksgiving. When I think of all that he's done for us, mean to me come at your. Now sing this with me. Lord, there is so much to be thankful to you for. And when we start recounting your blessings, your goodness, your favor, your love, your kindness that you reveal unto us all the time, we will never have enough time to talk about all of them. This morning we bless you and we praise you. Thank you, Father, for keeping us and sustaining us. And thank you for preserving us. Now, here we are another morning. in your house and in your presence, ready to hear your word. Your word gives us direction and instructions and reveal things unto us that help us to deepen our relationship with you. And this morning I pray that you will speak to us and let your word come to do a great thing. In Jesus' mighty name, and let the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand clap, yes, my friends. Sir, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Whenever it rains, pastors begin to panic. Because they know that their church members are soluble.
So
a lot of pastors get very worried. But thank God for the rains and the showers of blessing.
Amen.
At least the weather is cooler than normal. And I'm delighted to welcome all of you to church this morning. Thank you for coming to the Shepherd's Fold Restoration family. And for those of you who are here for the very first time, it is a Domiabra. Real Domiabra.
Domiabra, Papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray again. Father, speak to us this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to have a short service. But I want to ask you something. If somebody comes to you and asks you, who is Jesus to you? What does he mean to you? What sort of answer or what will be your response to the person? Do you understand the question? So give me some answers. Somebody comes to you and says, but you at all, who is Jesus to you? What is he to you? What answers will you give? He's your Lord and Savior. Beautiful. What else would you say? My personal Savior. What else? Edian. He is the way, the truth, and the life to you. Wow. What else would you say? He is my everything. The Son of God. And I'm sure that others will say, he is my Redeemer. My Comforter. A very present help in the time of need. All these answers are correct. And Jesus is all of these to us. But there is one particular answer that I know that it will not occur to most Christians to say. And I was quite surprised when somebody gave that answer. Yeah. And I can understand why he gave that answer. Because of his level of relationship with Jesus. And this is what he said. He said, Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. You see, my friends, we can relate with him as a savior, as a king, as a redeemer, as Lord. We can relate with him as a healer. We can relate with him as a deliverer. But there's another level of relationship we can have with him.
where apart from all these other descriptions that I've given, you can get to a point and say, he is my friend. And this morning, for a short while, I'm sharing with you a message with the title, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. And I'm sure that this title has reminded you of a song you learned in primary school. Or Sunday school. I remember many times that we marched into our classroom with this song. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace! Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. It's all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. There's another verse that says, have we trials and temptations? Is the trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. And I like this part. Can we find a friend? Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? And Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Put your hands together for Jesus. Beautiful song. Now, the words to this song were written by a gentleman called Joseph Scriven. He was born in Ireland in
1819.
And he had his education and had a degree from the Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland. And he became a teacher. Now, like many young people, at a point he started thinking of settling down. And settling down means what? Marriage. Is that not so? I see a young man says, I want to settle down. What's a young man talking about? Beautiful. So he met a young lady and they were engaged. But something tragic happened. The day before they got married, the young lady got drowned. She died. Can you imagine? Then the day before you got married, he was greatly affected by it. And because of that, he decided to leave Ireland and settle in Canada. Tell your neighbor, I'll see you in Canada one of these days.
What did somebody say? I said, I hear. I just saw him hang. Walk our own sandwich. Aye. And I won't back. God was gracious to him. And after a while, he met another young lady. Her name was Eliza Rice.
Hey, friend, Eliza Rice.
I don't know why your father will call you Rice. Arsenal football team has a footballer called Declan Rice.
Sir.
And anytime the commentator mentions his name Rice, I say stew. Because rice and stew, they go together. He met this lady and fell in love with her. And they started planning towards their wedding. But you won't believe that another tragedy occurred. A few weeks to their marriage, Eliza fell ill and she died from the sickness. If this guy Joseph was in Ghana, what would you have said to him? Yeah, it is from the home people. Or we would say that his head is not good. But this thing really, really affected him. But you see, he knew Jesus as Lord and Savior. And along the line, he decided that I just want to work for God. And she decided to help poor people and handicapped people and anybody that he met who needed help. Joseph was there for the person. Because of that, he gave up his teaching profession. But I said that was not enough. He was there when he got a message that his mother was very ill back home in Ireland. But there was a problem.
It's not help you.
Joseph was broke. Didn't have money. So he couldn't travel back to Ireland to see his mother. Neither could he send any money to her. And you know what he did? He took his pen and paper and wrote a poem to his mother. And the words of the poem are the words of the song that we just sang. He sent it to his mother to comfort her. I can't be there for you. I wish I could be there for you. But there is a friend who is always there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. This morning, my assignment is to let you have that revelation of Jesus as your friend. Yes, you know him as Savior, as King, as Lord, as Redeemer, as Healer, as Deliverer. But there is another level of relationship that we need to experience. Where apart from all the other descriptions that I mentioned, you must experience him as such. You must experience him as your friend. And in the Bible, there are a few people whom God called his friends. Look at James chapter 2, verse 23. James 2:23. The Bible says, and so it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God.
Abraham,
and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Now, take note of the next statement. He was even called the friend of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. God called him friend. So much so that when God set out to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he decided that this wild thing that I'm going to do, I can't do it without revealing it to my friend
Abraham.
And he told him. And that's what gave Abraham the opportunity to intercede for Lot and his family. I mean, think about it. A whole God is going to do something. And he's saying that I can't do what I'm going to do unless I tell my friend
Abraham.
He called him friend. Another person God called friend was
Moses.
Look at Exodus 33 verse
11.
It says, inside the tent of meeting, the Lord will speak to Moses face to face. And I like the next phrase. As one speaks to a friend. As one speaks to a friend. Moses was a friend of God. And God used to speak to him face to face. Now that's a mystery. Because I don't really understand. There's no way you can see the face of God and live. So maybe he saw the similitude of God's face. One day, Aaron, Moses' brother, and Miriam, Moses' sister, rose up against Moses. Because Moses had gone to marry some chickibi. And according to their culture, I mean, you shouldn't marry people like that. But I think Aaron and Miriam were just envious of Moses and the authority and the position he had with God. And so they said to Moses, you are not the only one who is called. You are not the only one who is called. You are not the only one God speaks through. As soon as they started facing Moses, God appeared. And God said,
Aaron,
Miriam, come here. Come and stand right here. And they said, God, what is the Mara? And God explained to them, say, you guys, when I want to speak to prophets, I speak to them through visions and dreams. But as for this
Moses,
when I want to speak to him, I appear and speak to him face to face. He said, were you not afraid to speak against him? And after God said that, he went away. And as soon as God turned away, Miriam was struck with leprosy. Aaron was a smart fellow. He realized that
the neighbor
Boba. So he went to appeal to Moses, Chale Mosey.
I beg,
I beg, I beg. You two, we are playing small with you, no, you are taking the thing seriously. Oh, Moses, make you not do that.
Moses,
I beg, make you talk to the old man for us. Chale, because the thing go make some way. A whole high priest, then I get leprosy, then forsake me. I beg, I beg. If we play where we play, we know me. So fortunately, he was not struck with the leprosy. But God said something to them. This Moses, I talk to him face to face because he is my friend. And Jesus also called his disciples his friends. John 15 verse 15. John 15 verse 15. John 15, verse 15. It says, I no longer call you slaves. Because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends. Since I have told you everything the Father told me. Jesus called his disciples friends. And he explained to them that I am your master. You are my servants. And when you call me master, you have not made a mistake. Because I am actually your master. But you understand, ladies and gentlemen, and that so, there's a certain kind of relationship that masters usually do not have with their servants. There are some deep things that you don't discuss with your household. Except there is a special relationship with that household. And now Jesus says to his disciples who were servants that, I call you friends from today. You are my friends. Now, these examples in scripture reveal a fundamental truth to us. That God is interested in having a relationship with us as friends. He wants to be your friend. Your friend, a true one, of course, is one who is attached to you. One who has strong feelings of affection for you. And one who wants the very best for you. That's who a true friend is. That's the person sitting by you. Who is your friend? You don't have. Somebody says she doesn't have. And I think that because of some of the painful experiences people have been through, it's become very difficult for them to get close to anybody. But I have good news for you. What you can't find with the people around you, you will find it in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But that doesn't mean that you should be anti-so. I don't relate with anybody. Because that one is also a problem. Like the song says, we all need somebody to lean on. But the greatest friend you should have in your life is this friend called Jesus. So what kind of friend or what type of friend will you have in Jesus? Let's end it. Number one, when you have Jesus as a friend, you will have a friend who has proven his love as the greatest kind of love. You will have a friend. If you ask me, what kind of friend or what type of friend will I have in Jesus? I will say to you that the kind of friend or the type of friend you will have in Jesus is a friend who has proven his love with the greatest kind of love. John 15:12-13. Bible says, this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Then he says this. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And he's explaining what the greatest kind of love is. Because there are different kinds of love. But he's explaining to them and subsequently to us that the greatest kind of love is the love where somebody will lay down his life for you. Now that is very unusual. I wonder how many husbands will die for their wives. That there's trouble coming.
And as you analyze the thing,
I saying
that, Charlie, the way the thing is, no, each man for himself, God for us all. But your husband is not like that. And your husband will not be like that. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus explains that the greatest kind of love is the love where somebody will lay down his life. And he was explaining to them that I am your friend. And the proof of my friendship is that I am just about to lay down my life for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ask me what kind of friend do you have in Jesus, I will answer and tell you he is the kind of friend who has proven his love and has demonstrated it by giving his life. And remember that he commended this love while we were yet sinners. It is not easy to do good to a bad person. I mean, you can see clearly that this guy is bad. And you're doing good to the person. I mean, virtually all of us will not do that. But that is how God demonstrated his love for us. So what a friend do we have in Jesus? He's the kind of friend who has proven his love with the greatest kind of love. Number two, what kind of friend, what type of friend will he have in Jesus? He's a friend who will love you at all times and will never give up on you. He will love you at all times and will never give up on you. How many would like to have a friend like that? How many have had friends who have given up on you? Who have turned on you? Who have betrayed you? But not so with Jesus. Proverbs 17 verse 17. NIV version of the Bible. NIV version of the Bible. It says, a friend loves at all times. What does all times mean? All times. Does it mean good times, bad times?
Yes.
Does it mean convenient times, not so convenient times? Does it mean money day, money no day?
All times.
Does it mean are they feel fine or I know they feel fine?
All times.
All times. And he says a friend loves at all times. And a brother is born for a time of adversity. Do you know how you will know whether somebody is a true friend? You get into trouble. Have a problem. Have an issue. Within a short while, you will see who are really your true friends. And you will discover if you were just born that human beings, we are very, very some way. Very, very, very some way. Yeah. He says, a brother is born for a time of adversity. A time of adversity. Adversity means an unfortunate event or circumstance. That's adversity. And a true friend will always be there for you, like a brother, like a sister, during your times of adversity. And that is the kind of friend Jesus is. He loves at all times. You know, I am aggrieved about the way Jesus is presented by certain people to others. Sometimes he's presented in a certain way, almost like somebody that you cannot relate with and have a certain level of intimacy with. And people like to stay with Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as Redeemer, and all of that.
But I'm explaining something to you. That there's a certain closeness he wants to have with you. Which is the closeness that you have between true friends. That was what it was in the Garden of Eden at the very beginning. He used to show up in the cool of the evening to just talk to Adam and Eve as a friend. And since that fall of man in the Garden of Eden, God has been trying to reinstate that level of relationship with mankind. And I think that unfortunately we don't talk much about that. About relating with Jesus as a friend. And when you have him as your friend, you have a friend who will love you at all times. And a friend who will never give up on you. Never give up. Let me show you John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. Our time is up, so I may have to continue next week. But John 21, 15 to 17. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter. Now, this is after the resurrection of Jesus. He appeared to the disciples on different instances. And one of the days, Peter had said, I'm going fishing. And some of the other disciples who were into the fishing business followed him. But they didn't catch any fish. Then when it was close to morning, they saw that there was somebody standing at the shore, we were shouting, "Ahoy there! Ahoy there!" And he said to them, "Chale, guys, have you caught anything?" They said, "We don't catch anything." He said, "Chale, throw in the nest." As soon as they did, they caught a lot of fish. When they said it, John responded and said, "It is the Lord." This thing that we've just seen happening, it is the Lord who just did it. And surely it was him. By the time they got to the shore, dragging in the nets with the fishes they had caught, Jesus had already organized some fire and was grilling fish. So he was explaining to them that the fish that you were struggling to catch that you couldn't catch. Here I am. I have that fish for you. Understand this thing about Jesus. That everything you are looking for in this life, everything you are struggling for in this life, he already has. And the wisest thing you can do is to align your life with him and receive him as Lord and Savior and serve him to the best of your ability. I say to you, my friend, he will take care of you. I said he will take care of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they sat down to eat. After they ate, this is what transpired. Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than
these?
I suppose he was referring to the fishes or to the other disciples. But Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. And Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John,
Simon, Yohani,
do you love me?
Odome.
Yes, Lord, Peter said.
Okay, say, urade.
You know I love you.
Say, do, do, do.
Then take care of my sheep, Jesus
shemi,
said.
Shemi
a third time, Jesus asked him, Simon, son of John,
Simon, Yohani,
do you love me?
Odome.
This time Peter was hurt.
that Jesus had asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my sheep. How many times did Jesus ask Peter, do you love me? 3 times. But there was a reason for it. Because when you read through all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there is a story that all of them reported. Usually you don't have it like that. There are some stories you will find in Matthew, Mark, sometimes in Luke, but you will not find in John. There are some stories you find in John, you will not find in any of the other Gospels. So for example, the lame guy was healed at the pool of Bethsaida. It's only in John's gospel that you'll find it. The raising of Lazarus from the dead, it was only in John
that
we read that story. But there's some story, you find it in all the gospels. What story was that? It was the denial of Jesus by Peter. As for that story, all of them recorded ditto. Before Jesus died, before he went to the cross, he told the disciples, I'm going to die, but something bad is going to happen. All of you, my friends, you will abandon me. You will depart from me. And he said, that's what they say, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Now, Peter, instead of being quiet and praying and interceding for himself, he said, Tofiakwa. Tofiakwa. It will never happen. Me,
Petro,
betray you.
Me, you are man.
Deny you.
Me, you are man.
It will never happen.
He said, that. Say me, you are man.
He said, John.
I said, Yohani.
Will deny you.
Oh, Yohani, dear. On the mission, I obey.
James.
Eh, Yakubu, you are too.
Will deny you.
Mission, I obey.
As for Thomas.
Thomas, dear.
Let's not talk about him.
I'm glad he ain't come.
But me.
I said, me, me, Petro, dear.
Even if I have to die for
Sempo,
you.
Say me, woman, wa.
I would. Die.
Yes, we are me woman.
And Jesus said to him, small boys are young. And he said to him, before the cock will crow this early morning, you'd have denied me 3 times. Peter said to Jesus, you didn't see well. The prophecy is not a correct prophecy. Yes, you didn't have your quiet time. That's why you've given the wrong prophecy. Jesus said to them, we live to see. And what Jesus said, it happened dole, dole. 3 times, people accosted Peter and said, your face looks very family. Are you not one of Jesus' disciples? He said, me? Ah, Gideon.
Ah, Opa.
Is it you I'm seeing? Hey, happy to see you. He thought his pattern. They said to him, see? Ah, Papa, are you not one of Jesus' disciples? He said,
me.
One of Jesus' disciples. This guy, I don't know him. Then he quickly relocated. He was there. Then another person came. I know you. One of the people who accosted was a small girl. You know little children. I know you. I know you. The other day, when you were sharing the bread and the fish, I said you should give me extra fish. And you said, go away, small girl. Go and fetch water for your mother. I know you. Bible says Peter swore.
Bible said, Petro can't.
He said, I swear by my father's canto. This man, I don't know him from anywhere. A third time, time somebody said, you are one of his disciples. He said, may a curse be upon me if I have anything to do with this man. Do you understand what is playing out here? He said, may a curse be upon me. As soon as he finished the third one, the cock crowed. You know how they round it up. And after that, Jesus turned and looked at him. And Peter saw that he was looking at him. When he saw, his heart was broken. He wept like he's never wept before. I'm sure. Probably he told himself, this is it. It's over. He will never like me again. It's done. I've missed it. I've messed up. So when Jesus met with them by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus took pains to let Peter understand. You betrayed me. He said, you don't know me. You swore. And you release the curse on yourself. That me. You've never seen me anywhere before. You don't have anything to do with me. But I want you to understand that in spite of all of that, I still love you. I've not given up on you. I've not changed my mind about you. I'm not sacking you. Because it was clear at the point that Peter was going to be their leader. Jesus did not say to them, from today I've sacked you. You will no longer lead the disciples. And you will not lead this Christian revolution again. Yeah, I'll give it to John. Because when I was being crucified, he was the only one who was there out of all the disciples. He was there with my mother. So from today, John is the leader. Have you heard?
No.
So for the three times that Peter denied Jesus gave him three reassurances. He said to him, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. And it was a message to him. Now Jesus didn't want to embarrass him. Those of you who like to embarrass people, it's a very bad thing. Jesus didn't do anything like that. He just used coded language to let Peter understand that I still love you. That it hasn't changed. So if you ask me, what kind of friend do we have in Jesus? I will tell you that is a friend who laughs at all times. And a friend who doesn't change his mind about you. That is the kind of friend that Jesus wants to be to you. And today I want to say to you, develop that relationship with him as your friend. Who told you that you cannot have him as a friend? I tell you, if you just stick with him as king, as lord, as master, as redeemer, you are shortchanging yourself of so many other blessings and benefits that you can derive. So today I present Jesus to you. He is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. The friend who will never leave you nor forsake you. The one that you can take all your problems, all your issues, all your burdens to. Do you know that sometimes people get tired of you because of your problems? Sometimes you are calling certain numbers, it's not going through because they have blocked you. They have blocked you.
What the block?
Yeah. Have you gone somewhere before when they opened the door and they saw your face? They said, and then close the door. Because it's like your issues are a lot. People get tired of your issues. But I know somebody. He never gets tired. He's the one who says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, what problem is it? You come with the problem. Are you in pain? Come with the problem. Are you sick? Come with the problem. Are you broken? Come with the problem. Are you struggling with your business? Come with your problem. Are you struggling with your finances? Come with your problem. I tell you, he is a true friend who wants the very best for you. And so I charge you today, develop your relationship with him. Learn to relate with him as a friend. One that you can tell everything to. Never reject you. Never throw you away. Never cast you away. Sometimes when people hear us preach like this, they think that we are endorsing wrongdoing or we are endorsing sin. Not at all. I'm talking about somebody who abhors sin, but he loves the sinner. He hates our sins. He hates that some wayness of ours. But you see, there was a reason why he became like us on this earth. So that you can understand our temptations and our struggles. He went through everything that we go through. But he stood strong. And he never sinned. But he experienced firsthand what we go through as humans. And that is why when he becomes our advocate and intercessor, he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's the kind of friend I'm talking about. And he loves you. I said he loves you. Whoever you are, however you are, whatever you've done, says come. Come to me. You can call me friend, because that is who I am to you. I pray that as a result of today's message, something will change about your relationship with God, and you will learn to relate with him as your friend.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a friend we have in Jesus. Rise to your feet.
Let's pray.
Every head bowed and every eye
closed.
This morning, I believe that God has spoken to you. And there's an opportunity for you to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, I've been touched by the word of God. And I need Jesus in my life. Maybe you're watching me and you don't know Jesus. But today you can have a relationship with him. And he can be your friend. I want to pray with you. As every head bow and every eye is closed. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. And I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. I see your hands. God bless you. If you are watching me online and you need this Jesus, right where you are, this Jesus can see you. So just raise your hand there. God bless you. Now pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this morning I come to you just as I am. I have realized that you are my friend, that you love me, you care about me, and you died for me. Today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I pray, Jesus, receive me unto yourself. Wash me. Make me clean. Change my life. And bless me. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you. I will live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.